I've just watched last week's CNN debates and follow-up coverage, and I'm so mad I could spit. I usually watch MSNBC because some of the people anchoring the shows are intelligent and actually produce useful discussions. Unfortunately, MSNBC chose to let Chris Matthews do all the follow-up interviews in the spin room, and he set the tone. He billed the discussions as a grand debate between the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, represented by Senators Sanders and Warren, and all the rest, with former Vice President Biden as the leader of that pack. Then Matthews reiterated the major Republican talking point whenever someone proposes something significant and visionary, such as Medicare for All, or the Green New Deal, or a minimum wage that actually is a living wage. I am sure everyone listening now, even if they hadn't watched a minute of the debates and follow-up coverage, can predict the line of controversy. Here goes. Won't these ambitious programs cost a lot of money and cause taxes to go up? I watched Matthews and Senator Elizabeth Warren go round and round on this issue. Matthews, won't taxes go up? Why won't you answer yes or no? Warren, costs will go down. That's the important issue. This is not just a question of semantics or verbal gymnastics. This is the heart of the debate between right-wing so-called conservatives and progressives. And it's been going on ever since Franklin Roosevelt got Congress to create Social Security and a minimum wage. Every time the government proposes to do something, the opposition does its best to ignore the benefit that would occur and emphasize that someone will have to pay for it. Think about how absurd this is. Of course someone has to pay for it. Even the air we breathe and the rain that falls from the sky to water the world's crops aren't totally free. It costs money to protect the air from pollution and the rain from acidification. Similarly, it costs money to deliver health care to people. The question before us, as Senators Warren and Sanders tried over and over again to make clear, is how much do we want to pay for health care as a nation, and to whom? Do we want to bribe insurance companies with billions of dollars of profits to merely get a promise to pay doctors and hospitals? Are we pleased with the health care results that put so much power in the hands of insurance companies, who, as Senator Warren stated, are in business not to provide coverage for their customers, but to make profit by charging as high a price as they can and delivering as little coverage as they can get away with? The people opposed to Medicare for All think that the rules imposed on private insurance companies to force them to behave better than they used to, rules like forbidding the refusal to cover people with pre-existing conditions, are the best we can expect in order to deliver health care to the people of this country. Those of us who support Medicare for All argue that there's actually a better way. Instead of paying premiums to private for-profit insurance companies in hopes that the rules will force them to behave well when you need to have a particular treatment, you pay taxes to the Medicare Trust Fund, and the Trust Fund pays doctors and hospitals directly. Because Medicare's costs represent a minuscule proportion of the dollars of service delivered, and because the Medicare Trust Funds do not need to earn profits to satisfy shareholders, the reduction in premium cost to those currently receiving employer-provided health insurance will be greater than the rise in taxes. Why couldn't Chris Matthews, who kept nattering about taxes going up, understand this simple point?